I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Texas voters will finalize which Democratic and Republican primary candidates will be on the ballot in the November general election. In 50 races in the March 1st primary, no candidate exceeded 50% of the vote, bringing about runoff races between the candidates who came in first and second. The winner in each race will face the other major party's nominee in November. Some Tuesday races to watch are the Republican runoff for state attorney general between incumbent Ken Paxton and land commissioner George P. Bush, the Republican runoff for railroad commissioner between incumbent Wayne Christian and challenger Sarah Stagner, and the Democratic runoff to represent Texas's 28th congressional district between incumbent U.S. Rep. Henry Cuellar and progressive Jessica Cisneros. Check texastribune.org after 7 p.m. Central Time tonight for results as they come in. Contrary guidance from the state and partisan discord are once again jumbling the complex task of counting votes in Harris County, making it more likely that the state's largest county will again run late reporting its results from Tuesday's primary runoff. The county is known for its lengthy election nights, a product, in part, of its large geographical footprint. Because Texas law forbids voting results from being transmitted electronically, counts must be driven from hundreds of polling places to a central counting center at the end of the night. Harris County election officials had hoped to speed up the process Tuesday by deputizing law enforcement officials and full-time county employees to pick up ballots from multiple voting sites rather than waiting for election judges to deliver them. But last week, the Harris County GOP indicated it would opt out of the pickups and instructed Republican election judges to deliver ballots and voting materials themselves. Party officials say the county's plan will destroy chain of custody of voted ballots and argue it violates state law. That echoes a determination by the Texas Secretary of State's office that election judges must deliver the results to the county. At the end of voting, assuming voting doesn't run past 7 p.m., though it often does, election workers must follow county and state protocols to close down polling places, collecting ballot boxes, voting rosters, and other materials. The presiding election judge from each location must then take some of those materials, including returns and voted ballots, to a central counting station to be checked in and processed. Under Republican and Democratic administrations, Harris County, more populous than 26 states, has long been known for slow reporting of election results. But the county's vote tallying has come under increased scrutiny amid broader efforts to undermine public confidence in elections. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app or Amazon Alexa devices. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by The Trail Foundation. The Trail Foundation's annual Mahdi's Moonlight Margarita Run brings Austin's favorite things together on June 2nd, running and margaritas. Find out more at thetrailfoundation.org. Get ready to connect with people you know and others you should at the Texas Tribune Festival, happening September 22nd through the 24th in downtown Austin. Get tickets at tribfest.org.